This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Why? That's the question many people are asking this morning after part of a beachfront condo building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, just outside Miami. At least one person's dead. They've pulled 35 survivors from the rubble, and the search for anyone who might still be trapped is continuing. Local resident Michael Ruiz says he's never seen so many first responders.
I'm hearing all about, I would say about 50 ambulances and fire trucks and fire rescues just driving by.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett on what happened and why.
There's no reason for this building to go down like that unless someone literally pulls out the supports from underneath, or they get washed out, or there's a sinkhole or something like that, because it just went down.
Our Mike Hempen shed some more light on this tragedy.
It's a 12-story condo tower on the ocean. It was built in 1981 with more than 100 units. Sergeant Marion Cruz says the entire backside of the building collapsed. It's not known what caused the collapse. There are piles of rubble and debris just outside the building.
A top Biden administration official says this morning the administration is stepping up plans to begin relocating tens of thousands of Afghan interpreters and others who worked with U.S. forces during the war. They're going to place them in other countries for now as their applications for U.S. entry are processed. The administration's been under pressure from Democrats and Republicans to protect those Afghans. Veterans have been pressing the administration, too. The number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped last week, a sign the layoffs declined and the job market's improving. And there's word that the economy grew at a solid 6.4% in the first 3 months of the year. Economists are forecasting this could be a strong year. This is AP News. President Biden's rolled out his plan to fight an increase in crime. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The president and attorney general announced steps to reduce gun violence, which has spiked after an initial drop when the pandemic began. They're working to deter illegal gun trafficking, which affects large cities, and will crack down on gun dealers who sell to people who shouldn't have a gun.
Zero tolerance. If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check.
President Biden says
this doesn't affect responsible gun owners or Second Amendment rights.
The White House is limited in what it can do about guns. So President Biden is also urging communities to use federal grants to bolster anti-violence and intervention programs and provide jobs for teens during the summer.
Make sure young people pick up a paycheck instead of a pistol.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.